Jamon, Dan Matthews, GridironNow.com. Two-part question for you. How much does the Georgia loss still stick with you? And what do you remember about how Drew played in that game?
The Georgia loss, that stayed with me. It's probably going to stay with me for the rest of my life. Not only because I tried to leave it all on the field, it's because I just felt like in the moment that competitive players want, I felt like I lost it, you know. I fumbled it, and I feel like that's just against my culture, you know, doing that at that point of the game. So that'll stick with me, but I'll leave it in the past. I won't allow it to bring me down, but I'll just build on it. And Drew played a good game. I was happy to see him do his thing, and I was thankful that he trusted me as much as he did during the game, because he gave me some opportunities. And I feel like he took a step forward in that game. He grew a lot.
Let's go left side, third row on the aisle.
Jamon, it seemed like a lot of the issues for you on offense came from either drops or fumbles. What are you doing this offseason to correct that going into 17?
Just been working on my focus. Looking the ball in, looking it all the way in, that's been a big issue for me. Just I always take my eyes off the ball. So looking it in and making sure I have it tucked high and tight, and making sure I secure that ball leverage. So I've just been working on it every day, getting catches in, making sure I tuck it, been having my teammates slap at the ball, you know, hit on my elbow, try and punch it out so I can make sure I have it secured.
Let's go right side, third row on the aisle.
Hey, Jamon. Matt Smith, Southern Pigskin. What was it like, or what's it been like the last year and a half with all the negative perception that's gone around Missouri, especially you as an African-American and going through the protests as a sophomore? Is football powerful enough to revitalize Missouri's image if you just win more games? Do you think enrollment numbers can go up? Just what's it been like as a player whose belief obviously hasn't wavered in the school or the program to go through all what's been going on?
Being a player during those times, it's hard, of course, but I just had to understand that it's a lot of distractions, and I had to basically understand what's important and be able to put aside the distractions and focus on what it is that I need to focus on. But with me being an African American on campus or anything, I haven't went through any bad experience, and Mizzou's been a great experience for me. And I think winning definitely could bring back, you know, some of the decline defaults that we've had, what we're facing right now. So that's our plan. We plan on winning, and that's what we believe in throughout our facility. You know, we have a winning culture, so that's what we plan on doing this year coming up.
Let's go left side here, third row.
Jamon, last year the offense seemed to carry the team a lot at times. Is there pressure going into this year? Do you feel like the offense is going to have to overcompensate or do extra to make up for maybe inconsistencies on the defensive side?
I don't see the defense being a downfall for us or us having to pick up extra weight because of the defense. I just see us executing on both sides of the ball and working together as a team and finishing plus one at the end of the game.
Next, let's go left side here, front row.
Ben Baby from the Dallas Morning News. Saw that you're a Mo City guy. How much do you represent Mo City specifically, and let people know about all that being up in Missouri?
You know, Mo City is where I went to school at. You know, so I always represent Mo City. We got some good, you know, products coming out of Mo City, and I always got to remind people, you know, where I come from, and it's just a blessing that I can come from there and be able to play at this level and represent, you know, not only my school, but, you know, the people back at home, the people who look up to me, and, you know, just be a positive role model for people who are trying to be at the level that I'm at now.
Let's go right side here in the back corner.
John Wilkerson, WNML in Knoxville. What was it like to see Coach Pinkel step aside year one under Coach Odom, and what do you see from Coach Odom and the staff as they get ready for year two?
Seeing Coach Pinkel leave was hard on me because he brought me in, and not only did he, you know, make sure when I got there that I was comfortable, he looked out for me. He made sacrifices for me, and he kind of just took me underneath his wing. So seeing him leave kind of hurt me. But with that being said, while Coach Pinkel was the head coach, Coach Odom was another person who really looked out for me and made sure I was okay and I had a true relationship with. So I was really just blown away that I was able to have him as a head coach coming after Coach Pinkel. So seeing Coach Odom come in and take over has just been a blessing for me because I have a relationship with him, and I had a relationship with him before he was in the position he is now. So I'm thankful.
Left side on the aisle, third row.
Jamon, what is the potential for the offense this year? You're the only FBS program returning a 1,000-yard receiver, running back, and a 3,000-yard quarterback. What is the expectation going into this year?
Our expectations are real simple. Coach Heupel preaches all the time, us being competitive, playing every play like it's our last, and playing fast. So the expectations are just go out there, compete, not turn the ball over, make smart plays, play unselfishness, play for your teammate, and basically just go out there and compete for as long as you can and make big plays and be plus one.
Any other questions for Jamon? Let's go right side and in the back corner.
What did it mean to you to become just the eighth receiver at Missouri to get 1,000 yards in a season, do it in the last game, and that big second half comeback to cap the season with a win against Arkansas?
That was the best feeling. Not only did we go into that locker room at halftime down, but we had a great team moment, and we understood what was going on, and we understood that this is not how we need to end our season. So we went out there and we competed. I was able to help contribute to that win, and then I found out at the end that I go over 1,000 yards. So it kind of was just everything in one, you know, everything you could ask for, you know. Got the win, which is what it's all about, and then I was able to reach a milestone that, you know, a lot of people didn't do. So it was just a great feeling.
We got time for one last question. Let's go left side, third row.
Jamon, you got 100-yard games in three of the first four and your final three a year ago. But what do you think happened in the middle of the season there that had you drop off a little bit? And what are you doing to correct that going into this year?
Lack of focus, lack of preparing for my opponent. I kind of got comfortable, which is a bad thing. And it kind of showed during the season. So what I've been doing is just continue to humble myself and know that, you know, when things are going my way, I still got to work. Got to continue to humble myself, continue to work harder when I do get success. So that's what I've been working on.